Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, Washington Mutual, Wachovia. Banking giants crippled by the toxic assets at the root of the financial crisis. Modern financiers bought and sold mortgage-based assets, hoping to make money from homeowners' interest payments. But some of these investments went sour, and the banks couldn't unload them. They became toxic, poisoning the bank's balance sheets. But what makes assets toxic? How did we get to this point? Let's look at a simple balance sheet of a new financial company. First, the company raises $20 million from investors. But making money takes money. The company leverages itself. It borrows $90 million from other banks. The company buys up mortgages from homeowners to make money off the interest. Homeowners are generally reliable. It seems like a surefire way to make money. Initially, the investment pays off. Homeowners repay the mortgages with interest. But the company doesn't stop there. It takes the original capital and the profits and buys even more mortgages. This time, the mortgages are less reliable. Some of the homeowners default, lowering the value of the company's mortgage-based assets. Now, the balance sheet is unbalanced. Something has to give. Equity investors take a hit. The stock price drops. The company's creditors get nervous. They want their money back before more mortgages default. There's not enough cash to go around, and nobody wants to buy these mortgage-based assets. Unless the company can raise more equity, bankruptcy is inevitable. To keep the company afloat, the government steps in with taxpayer money. Now we all own banks. Although the crisis is much more complicated, the roots of the problem are simple. With an understanding of the fundamentals of finance, we can avoid future financial meltdowns. Brought to you by the Inspire Learning Network, changing the way people learn.